Shanti. The magic of blessing. Today is 27th May 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master almighty authority who makes the atmosphere powerful with your obstacle free stage. Your service is first of all to make yourself free from obstacles and then to make others free from obstacles, Nirvighna. If you yourself continue to be affected by obstacles, then at the end you will not be able to remain free from obstacles. Therefore, make your stage obstacle free over a long period of time. Make weak souls powerful with the power that you have received from the power, Father. Experience the stage of being a master almighty authority, for only then will the atmosphere become powerful. So in this today's Vardhan, Baba is telling us to have Bahut Kal Ki Nirvighna Sthiti, obstacle free stage over a long period of time, and to he wants us to become Master Sarva Shaktivan. He wants us to become someone who is Master Almighty Authority. And then only you can make the atmosphere powerful. This is the first service, to make ourselves free from all the obstacles so that we can make others free from obstacles. If we ourselves continue to be affected by obstacle, then the end, you will not be able to remain free from obstacles. So Baba wants us that we should become free from all the obstacles, all the hindrances, all the barriers. Our life should become free from all the hindrances that come in the spiritual life. So we'll discuss something about the different types of spiritual hindrances, different impediments which come in the spiritual life. All of the Brahmins who start their spiritual life have to undergo through certain obstacles, vighna. And it is said that spiritual life is like walking on the razor's edge. It's like walking on the edge of the sword. A slight oblivion, a slight mistake, a slight blunder, a slight forgetfulness, and you fall down. So what are the different obstacles that we encounter in this Brahmin life, in the spiritual life, whilst all of us want to become perfect? All of us are striving hard to achieve that stage of perfection. So we will discuss about 21 different types of obstacles that come in the spiritual life. The first obstacle, we will go with the word obstacle. The very first obstacle, obstacle in observing all the maryadas. We all know all the maryadas of this Brahmin life. We know that this should be done and this should not be done. We all know that this is the thing which is said in the Murli and Baba wants us to do this. Many times it comes, you do this, you get up at this time, and you have to do service. Don't eat food unless and until you narrate this knowledge to somebody. Don't eat unless and until you relay this knowledge to somebody. Multiple things come. If you see in one Murli, and if you enumerate the number of Srimad just from one Murli, you will find there are so many. There are so many. So the very first obstacle in the Brahmin life is inability in observing all maryadas. So what we should do in this? First of all, try to know what are the maryadas of this yajna. What are the subtle maryadas of this yajna? What are those maryadas where we are lacking? Why there are so much obstacles in this life? Why, when we came in knowledge, we were so much intoxicated, so much filled with that spiritual intoxication, that inebriation. But during the course of time, somewhere our maryadas loosened. Somewhere we missed the bus. So the first thing to do is to strengthen the maryadas. First of all, try to understand that these are the maryadas. Baba has given maryadas for everything, codes of conduct for everything, right from morning till night. How you have to get up, what you have to do after Amrit Vela, how you have to listen to Murli, how you have to eat, how you have to offer bhog, how you have to act throughout the day, what should be your, just now we were hearing about speech of Mamma, how she used to talk. It is, Baba used to say that when Mamma would walk, even the earth would feel happy. When Mamma would walk, there used to be as if Mamma is like an angel who is walking on the earth, and earth would feel pleasure that she is walking upon me. She would get happy because there is no voice. We hear so many times at Shantistam while doing yoga that somebody is coming all of a sudden and walking with heavy steps and attracting the attention of everybody. Or somebody is coming from some other direction and talking together. So this is just a simple maryada. There was one person from Germany, Count Kaiserling. He came to India and he heard about some great fakir who was staying in India, and he wanted to meet him. And when Count Kaiserling came, after a long search, he found that fakir and his kutia and his hut, and he came to his hut and he took out his shoes and he dropped and made voice, and he opened the door and made voice and entered inside, and he said, "Master, I have come to learn from you. I have been searching you. I have come from Germany." You know, Count Kaiserling is a very famous name. He is one person who has written a book about his travel around the world. And he is the one person who has made that famous statement that India is a rich country where poor people live. It's a very controversial or very contradictory statement. India is a rich country where poor people live. Country is rich, but poor people are poor because they are unaware of their own richness. So when he comes and he took out his shoes, he opened that door and he went inside, and the master said, "First of all, go and ask for pardon to your shoes and the door." He said, "What? Should I ask pardon to the shoes and the door? They are inanimate objects, non-living objects." He says, "Yes, you have done. This is apradh. You have done a sin by making so much voice in taking out the shoes, in opening the door. Go and ask for forgiveness." He goes back. He asks for forgiveness. And he has written that, "For the first time I felt solace, sukoon. I felt such extraordinary happiness." By what? By asking forgiveness. "Oh, my shoes, please forgive me. Oh, door, please forgive me." He has written that. So I was talking about Mamma's love for silence. So, the first obstacle comes in observing maryadas. Let us try to know what are different maryadas there in this Ishwariya Yajna. What are the subtle maryadas? Somebody's mobile is there and we pick up the mobile and start seeing what is it. In Jainism, there are 5 Mahavrats. And out of those 5, the 5th one is Achorya, non-stealing. This is also a sort of stealing. Somebody's purse is there and we pick up the purse and see what is there. Somebody's purse is there. Suppose my pen I have lost somewhere and many bags are kept. I try to open and see whether it is there or not. I have no intention of stealing, but to ask something without permission of the person is an act of stealing. So the 5th Mahavrat in Jainism is Achorya. Do not steal. This is also a sort of stealing. To take for granted that this is mine, which is in fact not mine. And Baba has given the greatest definition of stealing, which is not there even in Jainism. Even to think of this body is yours is an act of stealing. Even to think that this mind is yours is an act of stealing. Now this season, double foreigner season is about to start in October. They have kept the theme of Man Mana Bhav Madhyaji Bhav. The whole year's theme is Man Mana Bhav Madhyaji Bhav. Last year's theme was Om to Om, Om to Om Shanti, something like that. So we need to know the subtle maryadas. Am I observing? Am I following all the maryadas? We cannot sit on that ivory tower and from there feel, oh, I am observing all the maryadas. Everything is going on well in my life. Not like that. Because have we studied all the Avyakt Murlis of 1960s, 1970s, 1980s? Such depth, such philosophy is given, such philosophy which is not there ever in the Western philosophy. Even Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, they are nothing in front of the philosophy which Baba has propounded. All the philosophers of the world taken together, you put them together, whether it is Hegel, whether it is Immanuel Kant, any one of them, whether it is Ruskin Bond or whether it is Russian philosophers, all the philosophers, they have talked about human nature, Aristotle or Socrates or any one of them. But the depth of human consciousness which has come in the Avyakt Murlis of 70s, Avyakt Murlis of 80s is not achieved by anybody. Have we studied all of them? Probably we have no time because we are running and rushing and rushing and rushing and rushing with the speed of Rajdhani. Yesterday we were talking. So, learn to obstacles. What are the obstacles in observing Maryada? Then second is B. First is O, then second is B. B is Brahmacharya. This is the greatest obstacle. Because we have not understood what is exact Brahmacharya is. What Brahmacharya we talk of, we have just heard the statements in the Murli, Kaam Mahashatru, Kaam is the great enemy, and recently it was there, it does Purza Purza. It shatters you into pieces. These all statements we have heard, but have we really conquered what is known as lust? Have we really understood what is lust? Because if you make a study, just as in medical field they make a randomized control trial. If you make a randomized control trial of all the brahmacharis around the world who are staying in ashrams and mutts or some monastery or some retreat center, I am asking including Brahma Kumaris, definitely what level of purity Baba has taught us is of course higher than what is there in the world. But have we really become real brahmacharis? A brahmachari whose mind is untouched even by the stress of impurity. A brahmachari, not an iota of impurity comes there. Have we reached such highest level of purity, highest level of brahmacharya? Probably not. Because what is happening nowadays, people come in Gyan, they do 7-day course and immediately they enter into the arena of seva. There is no time for sadhana. Look at our dadis. They did not enter into seva. First of all, for 14 years, they were sitting and churning knowledge. Sitting and listening knowledge. Sitting and trying to understand. They are trying to make themselves obstacle free. And then they entered into the field of seva. Then they became the Ganges of knowledge. And then they started spreading the knowledge around across the world. But what we are doing is, take the knowledge and start service. Okay, the time is like that. That old time cannot come now. But yet, internal tapasya should go on within. And if internal tapasya or sadhana is not going on, and we are only interested in doing service, we are only interested in media, we are only interested in sending WhatsApp and sending and receiving classes, that itself become a maya. This is not the goal. Try to understand the depth of Brahmacharya. Try to understand what happens in Brahmacharya. What is the real definition of Brahmacharya? We have to reach the stage of sublimation, not separation. Sublimation is spiritualization. to transcend all the vasanas, to transcend all the passions, and to reach the highest point, just as the purity of deities. It's so natural purity. If we can remember ourselves as a deity, we will achieve this purity, the highest level of purity. Even the dreams become pure. You wake up in the morning and you feel so happy, and not you wake up with repentance. Now again a bad dream, again a dream of passion, again a dream of lust. No, even the dreams should be purified. Such sacrosanct dreams, such purified dreams, unadulterated dreams, that is the highest level of purity. So how much sadhana you have to do, how much you have to keep yourself protected from this vikari atmosphere. You have to be so much watchful, careful about what I see, what I read, what I hear. There should be constant checking within. Then we achieve such high level of brahmacharya. Otherwise our brahmacharya is wishy-washy. Sometimes there, sometimes not there. And broken by every whip of vasana, broken by every whip of air. We see something and it's gone. What are we seeing? What are we hearing? What are we speaking? What are we reading? In today's Murli Baba said, play. Play with Ratna. Play with these pearls and jewels of knowledge throughout. Whole day you have to do only this business. This is the greatest deal. You are Saudagar. You have to strike this deal with the Father. So second obstacle is brahmacharya. Make your brahmacharya whole, holistic. Make your brahmacharya unbroken. Unbroken celibacy is the greatest power in the world. No power can ever be beaten by this power. This is the greatest power. No other power can even come near the power of brahmacharya. You know, yesterday we were talking about death, night class. It's mentioned in the life of Swami Vivekananda, the last day of his life, as if he knew that I am going to die. He entered his room at 7 o'clock that day. And he said to all his disciples, do not disturb me now. He went inside and sat in meditation for 2 hours. Exactly at 10 past 9 at night, he left the body. Without anything, any mark, just in the stage of samadhi. Disciples say it is something Brahmarandra, the third. The Sahasrar Chakra is there and the Kundalini Jagran happened and he left the body at will. Where this Brahmarandra was broken. And that is the Mahasamadhi. Medical causes? Internal cerebral hemorrhage. That's what they say. But disciples say he left the body at will at such a early age of 38 years. Because his master had said him that I will keep the key with me of samadhi. And just before the death I will give you that experience. And he left. So this all power that you know that you are about to die this time, this place, and you predict your own death. This highest power come with brahmacharya. So second power or second obstacles. So make a list of what are the obstacles in brahmacharya and just throw them out. Make your brahmacharya whole, holistic, unbroken. B. S. Service. Obstacles in service. Morning is good. Murli is good. Numasham yoga is good. Night is good. But the daytime, the period of upheaval. In fact, what we are before 9 o'clock and after 5 o'clock, this is a background music. Online, on stage, live telecast is this 9 to 5 o'clock. That other part is just a preparation. If you say my Amrit Vela is very strong, if you say my Murli I heard very much and I read 10 times, and my evening yoga is so strong, but throughout the day I am in the stage of upheaval, disturbance. So that means your yoga is not perfect, your Murli is not perfect. So remove the obstacle in service. S. What are the obstacles? What happens? What things come suddenly and I fall down? Is it person? Is it their nature? Is it their speech? Words? What? And remove and make it as peaceful as possible, as calm as possible. You're just sitting and doing everything, but not like the persons in the worldly people are doing, shouting and screaming and getting angry and suddenly flowing into rage, and suddenly you find that some junior has not done something well and you just start blasting him, and everything, all yoga is gone. People come to Madhuban and for 5 days for Bhatti they are very peaceful, but the moment they reach, see, they say that Panda Bhavan is Satyug, Gyan Sarovar is Treta Yug, Shantivan is Dwapar Yug, and after Shantivan Kaliyug starts. So the moment they sit in the train, the Maya starts there only, because they said, it is my seat, why you are sitting in my seat, get up. The Maya starts here. They were so angelic appearance, so peaceful. The moment you enter the train or flight, the Maya starts, the Kaliyug starts, and by the time you reach your place, Ghor Kaliyug. Ghor Kaliyug, stark darkness, and you are the same person as you had before. All the sanskar. People say that when they come to Madhuban, they bring their dincharya. Okay, so one day it takes to adjust, and then from the next day they are become Madhuban Nivasi, and they start behaving like angel. And the moment they go back, they again turn into the what they were before. So some, it depends. If it is very deep tapasya, it will make it back for 10 days. If it is even deeper, for 1 month. But then they again come back to their original stage with which they came to Madhuban. So one of the important thing is, when you come to Madhuban, sit here and make planning for what you have to do there. Make planning while sitting here for next 6 months, what tapasya I have to do at my home while staying in the Madhuban. If there is a disturbance in the relationship, how can I repair that relationship? Sit here and make a plan for that thing. I remember when I was here in 2003 and I was about to go to Mumbai, I met Nirvair Bhai Sahab, and he said to me very beautiful thing. I used to come in between and say him, what do I should do? He used to tell me, sit in Mumbai and make plans about what you will do here after coming. Sit there, but make the planning of what you have to do here. So that was a beautiful statement I heard from him. So service, make service obstacle free. Then T, tapasya. Internal tapasya should go on. External, everybody knows what is going on externally, but my internal tapasya is entirely different, which is unknown to the world. Nobody knows what tapasya I am doing. It is so abhyudaya, it is so intrinsic. It is known only to me. And that intrinsic tapasya, that my internal tapasya, should go on obstacle free. No matter I am beset by so many obstacles outside. Everybody is opposing, everybody is criticizing, everybody is leg pulling, back biting, or something is going on. But my internal tapasya should remain unrattled, undisturbed. So, what are the obstacles in tapasya? Make a list of that and remove that list. Then next is A, Amrit Vela. Sometimes 4 o'clock, sometimes quarter to 4, sometimes 3:30, sometimes 3:15, sometimes 3 o'clock, sometimes 5 o'clock, and sometimes 6 o'clock. Huge fluctuations. Misuse of the word Sahaj. Baba said you become Sahaj Yogi, so we are misusing that word. Sahaj Yogi doesn't mean that we should renounce the life of tapasya. Ours is a, we are in Vanvaha. And in the privation, in the absence of sadhans, the greatest tapasya occurs. You know when the greatest tapasya happened in Yajna during the beggary period. Why? Because things were not there. That time tapasya occurs. That time you are aware. And yesterday Arvind Bhai was telling, Baba used many yuktis. One of the yuktis was, next Diwali you will not see. That was the yukti. One Zen student went to the master, and master told him, do this tapasya or some sadhana in the Zen. And he started doing. 1 year he did, and he said, he came back, no experience. He said, do it again for 1 week now. He came back, no experience. He said, go back and do for 1 week now. He said, no experience. What should I do? I am not getting any experience. You said, just sit and try to listen something. I can't listen anything. So the master said, I give you 3 days. If you don't get experience, I'll kill you. Very next day he comes. Now I got the experience. So you have to set a time. Not that I'll do a purusharth for 1 year. No. For next 7 days, my Amrit Vela has to be powerful. Otherwise... So what are the barriers? What are the obstacles? Are we burning the midnight lamp? We are waking up till late in the night. We are working too hard. We are getting tired. What are the causes of sleeplessness? Why anidra? Focus on that. Try to understand. Is it some medical issues because of which I am not getting? Go to doctor and seek treatment. If you are not getting good sleep, sound sleep. Because if there is no sound sleep, no good Amrit Vela at all. Your Amrit Vela has to be very, very powerful. Extremely powerful. Where you are filled with that God's love so much. Baba has said in Avyakta Murli, fill yourself with God's love so much during Amrit Vela, not so that throughout the day, worldly people's love do not attract you. So Amrit Vela. The next is, see, churning. Obstacle in churnings. People say, just churn this Murli. And they say, oh, this is a very difficult task. I can't churn this Murli. And if suppose somebody says something to you, whole night you keep on churning. Next day, a book can be written about that person. You can write a beautiful book which can be published like hotcakes and sold like hotcakes. So many things in your mind will come. If somebody comes and says, your dharna is not good. Okay, he says this and goes away. And we start thinking, is his dharna good? I have seen him sleeping during Amrit Vela. I have seen him on the mobile all the time. Whole, you make a huge book can be written whole night on that person. And then you say, read this Murli, this Vardhan, can you churn this? I can't churn, I have no time also. My buddhi, your buddhi is very good. My buddhi is not good. I can't remember anything. So where from the buddhi came? So what are the obstacles in churning? Seek silence and you will start churning. Go in solitude, you will start churning. Go near nature, you will start churning. Go to library and see all the books. So many books. How people wrote. This thought itself will lead to churning. Take any book and study and try to link it with Baba's knowledge. This is something. What we do is we only study Murli, but there should be some contrast. Anything, there should be contrast. This Baba has said, what is there in the world? Because in the Sakar Murli also what you see, this is Bhakti, this is Gyan, this is Satyug, this is Kaliyug. There is a contrast throughout the Murli. So for churning, the most important thing needed is contrast. Use contrast method. Contrast everything. Just as that day, other day, we were discussing about fair. What is in this fair, what is in that fair? Yesterday Sushil Bhai was talking about Sauda. So he compared with what Sauda is there in the, what deal is there in the world, what deal is there in here. Baba is talking Ratnakar, Baba is talking Saudagar. What is Baba is talking about VIP. Now make a list of what VIP people do in the world. How they walk, how they go, how they arrive late. Because then only they will be said they are VIP. So what all VIP do there and what are we do? What are the saints known as? What saints do in the world and what we do in the world here in the Brahmin life. So comparison should be there. Then only churning happens. So churning. And then L. L is love for Baba. There is an obstacle in the love for Baba. Why? Because some human being enters, third person, and we start loving him. Baba said, you have been given Tisra Netra, but the moment Tisra comes, the Tisra Netra will be closed. If the third person comes, the third eye would be close. Remember that. Very important statement. Very important Avyakta Mahavakya. The moment Tisra comes, Tisra Netra, Band. Do not allow. There is no replacement of Shiva Baba in this world. There is no replacement of God in this world. Bible, you have heard the statement. Bible, God says, I, thy God, am a jealous God. do not love anyone other than me. I, thy Lord, am a jealous God. Old Testament. I am very jealous God. If you start loving somebody, I will feel jealous. Fire of jealousy. So love me alone. Only me. One English author has said, he who gives to God second place in life gives him no place. You say that first I will do my job, my business, my money, my home, my family, and then God. You have given him no place. He who gives to God, inverted comma, second place in life gives him no place. So, learning. And last is S. Now this S is a very big one. I said 21, so these are 9, and this S has 13. Swaswarup, Swadharm, Swadesh, Swachintan, Swadarshan Chakradhari, Swasebate, then Swakarm, then Swalaksha, then Swachecking, then make a list. There is a huge list. These are all 13. You can include all of them. I will take Swadhyay. Swadhyay is a very beautiful word. If you read our Dincharya, which is written in the near history hall, afternoon period, it is written, what is the time? 2 to 4. It is written Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means self-study. Here, you are doing class study. In Murli class study. But there is something which is known as Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya is a very beautiful word. Means, you sit and you study alone. It is not that somebody is sitting and giving everything to you. Not like that. Spoon feeding. You have to sit. Now you have heard this class, any class for that matter, or you have heard Murli. Now go in the silence and try to understand what Baba said. Make this mind, your mind as a different person, and make that person explain that person this knowledge. This is what is it. Have you understood? Talk with your mind. He is a small child. Have you understood? He will say no. Then explain him. You fool, you can't understand this much also. You have grown in knowledge from so many years, but you can't understand. This is the self talking. Talking with our own mind. Talking with oneself. Swa bate. Self talk. Swadhyaya. Swadarshan. Swadarshan chakra. Swadham. Swalaksha. Swalakshan. Swachintan. When I said churning, churning is different. Churning of knowledge. Swachintan is different. You are thinking about yourself. What I have achieved in my life and what I have lost. This is the journey of my life. A to B. Now, here I am. In this last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, what are the things I have encountered in my life? And what were the obstacles? Think on them, cogitate on them, meditate on them, reflect on them, contemplate on them. Go into the depth of each and every point of knowledge and try to understand. This is what we have to do. So, these are all the different obstacles in Brahmin life. Today's Vardhan Baba said, make yourself free from obstacles so that you can make others free from obstacles. Become Nirvigna and make others Nirvigna. This is what Baba wants. And then he will pat your back. And then Pran Tan Se Nikle. Yesterday night we were talking how we should die from this. When we depart from this world, we should be smiling. With Hosh, with awareness, with Upram stage, with Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari stage. With no attachment, with no fear, with no repentance, with no sorrow, with no pain, with no hospitals around, with no needles and pricks. But we are departing from this world so peacefully, so calm, with mindfulness, with awareness, with complete jagran. That is what we want, and that would be the life of fulfillment. Om Shanti.